In the name of God, who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. As long as I live, I will never get people and what actually motivates people. Believe me, I wish I knew, but I don't. People are a mystery. Today we have interesting stories about people. And the first lesson we heard about Jonah. Jonah's a great story, very short story, only 4 chapters in the Bible. And in the 3rd chapter, Jonah looks really, really good. But the reality of it is if you read beforehand, Jonah went to great lengths to avoid doing what God wanted him to do. He tried to get on a ship and go the opposite direction, and it got a little stormy, and he said, I'd rather jump off the ship than go where God wants me to go. And he got swallowed by a big fish. Maybe, we'll see, I don't know, whatever, makes a good story. And got spewed out in Nineveh. And what I like about the story of Jonah is he is an interesting prophet. Interesting in many ways, but what I like about the story is it's not so much what Jonah said. There are no great real quotes to take from Jonah, like we get in maybe Amos, you know, let justice roll down like water, or Isaiah, or Jeremiah, or any of those great prophets where their words were so great. Here, we just hear about a story. A story of someone trying to avoid living in to who they were meant to be. Then we've got these disciples, James, Simon, and whatnot too, all these fisher folk, who are just doing their daily thing. And we have Jesus on his way. Jesus has gone from kind of the backwoods of Nazareth. We used another word last week, which we won't get into. But the backwoods of Nazareth to Caesarea Philippi. Now, Caesarea Philippi is, like Nineveh, a big city. A kind of crossroads of the world. And it was not uncommon at that time for people to go around and to gather people around their cause. Probably people going through Caesarea Philippi all the time. And Jesus sees these fisher folk and he calls them. Simple people, probably not possessing that much power. And they see something in Jesus. I don't know what they see, but they see something in Jesus. You see, Mark is a very brief gospel. It doesn't give us much detail. But they saw something in Jesus. And I have said over and over again that everyone who is called to follow Jesus doesn't think with their head, but it has to be something within their heart, because it just doesn't make sense. And it didn't make sense for these disciples either to leave everything that they knew and they loved behind. But they did it. And they did it faithfully. Now, they didn't have the end of the story. They didn't know how it was going to turn out. They knew very little. But they trusted. They saw something in Jesus, and they trusted. And Jesus turned their world upside down, or maybe it's more accurate to say turned their world right side up. Jesus says to them, you no longer will fish for fish, You will fish for people. If you're like me, you go to parties and all the time, and what's one of the first questions that people ask you? What do you do? Right? What do you do for a living? It comes up all the time. And I think how much we attach who we are to what we do, to our vocation, right? That's who we are. Tyler, the architect. George, the lawyer. But Jesus says, I've got something more profound than that. I'm calling you to be something different. You don't need those nets anymore. Leave them behind. As followers of Jesus, I wonder, what are we not willing to leave behind? Because I'll be honest, folks, it's real romantic and nice to think that I would drop my nets and follow everything to follow Jesus. But if I'm honest, as a follower of Jesus, there's times where I like to keep at least one hand on the net just in case it doesn't work out the way that I want. But Jesus calls you and He calls me to let go of that net. To follow Jesus. We, in a sense, like to really romanticize these call stories, right? Where people meet Jesus and you see immediately, right? They put down their nets and they follow Jesus. Man, it makes a great story. But the reality of it is our lives don't always have those moments. Some of us have those moments of clear choice where we made a decision to try to follow this Jesus. For most of us, it is the ordinary life that we live. So if you've never had one of those moments, maybe consider this morning to be one of those moments. I may not be as charismatic as Jesus, sorry. But maybe something is stirring within your heart to be something different. Lord knows the world needs people that are willing to be different now more than ever. We are called to be Christians, followers of Christ. And that doesn't simply mean showing up to church, pledging, attending committee meetings. Nope. Actually, a lot of that has very little to do with following Jesus. Following Jesus means going out and changing the world. Turning the world upside down and being something different. Our presiding bishop, which is the head of the Episcopal Church in the United States, says, imagine if 2 million Episcopalians actually loved like Jesus, gave like Jesus, forgave like Jesus. Imagine what that would do to the world. Imagine if 100 or so people gathered here at St. Thomas's loved like Jesus, gave like Jesus, forgave like Jesus. Imagine what that would do to this city that some people call a swamp. Right? Imagine what that would do to this city. So I don't have it all figured out. I don't know exactly how to follow Jesus. It is an ongoing process. What I do know is it begins with letting go of our nets, trusting God, not trying to get on a boat and run away, trusting that God has something in store for you and for me, and to simply show up for the ride. So, folks, maybe today is that Sunday for you. Maybe you're willing to let go of all that you know and all that you hold dear and simply follow Jesus.